website, countrymix.ie. Joining me live in studio now is our really, really nice guy, full of life. His name is Jinx. He's an American folk band blues artist from LA. You're very welcome to the station and to Ireland, Jinx. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I love it here.
Yeah, I was talking to him off air and I said, wow, you come and the weather is great. And he's going, I wanted it to be cold and wet. I was going, what? Who wants cold and wet?
We don't get water in Southern California anymore. So I was looking forward to the rain.
Yeah, there's a song, it never rains in Southern California.
That's right.
Man, it pours.
It's much truer now than it ever was before.
So what's brought you to Ireland?
I met the most unbelievable folk acoustic band in Los Angeles that I had seen in years, playing in a little cafe out there, and we were playing together, and we got to talking, and that was Jezebel, the famous Dublin band.
Yeah.
And we got to talking, and we played the same kind of music, and we got on great. We went out for food, and I took them out of the hostel and put them in the house. And, and we traveled around for a little while, and then they decided they're putting out their new CD this September. So they said, come on over and travel with us for a little bit. So then now we're playing together over here.
Oh, brilliant.
Which has been very fun.
Okay, so where have you been so far?
Mostly in and around Dublin so far. We went to Malahide yesterday, which was really nice. A great little place called Gibney's, or kind of a big place, actually.
Yeah,
there was a lot of people, so it's been really fun.
So, I mean, have you ever been to Ireland before?
I've never been to Europe before. In fact, I brought a giant coat with me because everybody in America told me, you got to have a big coat if you're going to Europe, and it's been 70 degrees every day. I think maybe I'll sell it before I go back.
And did you have any ideas of what it would be like here before you arrived on Irish shores?
Sure. In America, we've got all kinds of preconceived images and notions of Europe, and especially of Ireland. Yeah, and none of those were true at all.
No, well, I mean, we have our own version of leprechauns in the version of me, 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
It works. Except there's no pot of gold buried anywhere. But yeah, I mean, we're a beautiful little country, and with the weather at the moment, well, we're just having a blast. We're really enjoying coming into the summer and loving the fact that people like yourself is coming into the country and listening to different sounds from around the world. Now, you do kind of folk, jazzy, bluegrass type stuff.
I do. I grew up on all the American styles mostly, and I mix and match the older styles to make newer kind of music. So I do blues and bluegrass, folk, country, all of those styles together.
Cool. I actually love bluegrass. I think it is just beautiful music.
The song I'm going to play is a little bit of bluegrass.
Cool.
In it.
Okay. Well, tell us where you're going to be gigging.
We're going to be at the Harbor Bar and Grill tonight, and then we're going to be, we've got a big show, it says on the back of that paper there, I forgot
the
name.
A big show. Okay, well, I tell you what we'll do.
Next Thursday,
you're going to be in the Twisted Pepper.
The Twisted Pepper, yeah.
The Harbor Bar and Grill.
Jezebel's going to be playing
tonight
as well.
Oh, great.
So that's going to be a good show.
And come here, websites. Have you a website?
It's www.jinxtunes.com, which is JINXTUNES. And I've got a bunch of videos that you can see some of the actually, you can see the guitar I'm playing now up there. And
that's cool.
There's a couple of fun videos. There's actually a funny tour video. You can see some of the funny things Jezebel and I did when we toured around San Francisco last summer on there.
Brilliant. Come here, where did the name Jinx come from?
I worked for many, many years trying to support while I was learning music, and the economy goes up and down out there. It goes through really bad periods, and I tended to have jobs that weren't the most stable.
Well, and you're in the right place.
Yeah, after I got laid off the 13th time, my friends started calling me Jinx, and it got to the point occasionally I would walk into a place for a job, they would start packing up their stuff and leaving.
Oh, we're getting out of here before this guy
right.
Okay, well then, Lucas, what are you going to play for me?
I've got a song called Suits Me Fine. It's a little bit of country blues and bluegrass.
Excellent. When you're ready, please take it away.
Sky holds out on making up.
That is amazing. That's some guitar you have there.
Thanks.
Is that a slide? Is it a slide guitar? Is that what
it's called? It's called a resonator guitar, actually. It looks like a regular guitar, a wooden body guitar, but it has a large plate-sized hole cut out of the middle with a metal pie plate and a cover over the top.
And is that what gives it that special sound?
It gives it that very strange sound. Yeah. They actually invented that back in the 20s when they were trying to make acoustic guitars louder to keep up with the horns when they were all coming into popular music.
Fantastic. I've never seen a guitar like that before.
You can see fun pictures of it on the website.
Cool.
I've got several of them. I actually collect them. I've got four or five of them.
Wow.
So I got one that's actually a 1929 that really is amazing.
Wow, that sounds... I must have a look at that website.
It doesn't come out of the house very often.
So you're going to be here for what, about 2 weeks, is it?
Yes, we're going to be here for another week and a half. We've got... Actually, there's more shows, there's more appearances and things on the website, on the schedule there.
But tonight, people can catch you down at the Harbour Bar and Grill in Dunleary. You're playing on stage from 9 o'clock with Jezebel.
Yes, exactly.
And then next Thursday, what are you going to do between, say, tonight and then, when you're finished off stage tonight and then next Thursday?
We've got a couple of appearances in between there.
Right.
And we're also making a little trip out to the country. I'm not sure where. They're taking me off somewhere.
Out to the country.
They're taking me off somewhere. We went to the Hellfire Club the other night.
Oh, cool.
Or the other day. That was
pretty
fun.
Up the Dublin Mountains.
Yeah, I heard it's cursed at night. I don't want to go up there.
Oh, go up. It's fun. It's not. Don't be a scaredy cat. You came all the way from L.A.
It was lovely up there, though.
Yeah, but when you look down at the view of Dublin from the mountains, it's spectacular.
Yeah.
But nighttime is the time to go. We really should go at nighttime.
Can I start a fire up there?
You can do well. You
like
know.
A bonfire?
Okay, well, I don't know if you get away from it. Get away with it.
Everyone in town will see you.
You could be an Indian and send signals. Okay, so tonight at the Harbour Bar and Grill in Dunleary and next Thursday, the 10th of June at the Twisted Pepper. JinxTunes.com is the website. It's been a pleasure to have you in studio with us today.
It's been a pleasure to be here in Ireland. I love all of the people. It's been so fun.
And I hope you'll come back again and leave your coat at home because
hopefully next year Jezebel and I will be back here again. So I'll come on in.
Now, have you had a chance to watch any TV while you've been here?
I have. The place I'm staying has no internet and no TV.
No way. Are you in a tent or something?
No. It's a nice house, but it's a vacation home, so
right,
they're not there much.
Okay. Well, I don't know how TV differs between Ireland and the States. I mean, it's very commercialized in America. It's like every couple of minutes there's an ad break, a commercial break or something on TV. It'd drive me nuts watching it.
You know, to tell you the truth, I stopped watching TV years ago because I didn't have time because doing all the music and trying to make a living while doing all of that stuff. But one of the main reason I stopped watching was because of the commercials.
It's time to make a cup of tea during the ad breaks. Have you had tea yet? You know?
I've had a couple, yeah. You know, I was surprised.
Guinness?
Oh, yes. First night, right off the plane, straight to
the pub.
Pint
of Guinness in the hand.
Pint of Guinness.
You're an adopted Irish son already.
You know, it's funny, they didn't tell me that the pint glass is actually two American beers.
Is that too high?
And so the first night I thought, well, I'm going to keep myself to four or five beers. I didn't really think about it. And actually, that was more like 10 or 12.
Bet you had a sore head the next morning.